Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Risk and Reward: How to Handle Market Volatility and Build Long-Term Wealth is a personal finance and investing book by Ben Carlson, a CFA charterholder, investment writer, podcast host, and director of institutional asset management at Ritholtz Wealth Management. The book addresses a central problem for individual investors: how to participate in markets without being overwhelmed by uncertainty, drawdowns, expert forecasts, or the temptation to chase quick gains. Carlson presents investing as a discipline built around trade-offs rather than secrets. Risk is not treated as something that can be eliminated, but as something that must be understood, chosen, sized, and endured. The book combines historical market context, behavioral finance, and practical portfolio principles to explain why long-term wealth usually depends less on prediction than on planning, patience, and emotional control. Its purpose is to help readers interpret volatility realistically and build an investment approach that can survive unfavorable market conditions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, risk and reward are inseparable rather than opposing forces. A central argument of the book is that investors often misunderstand risk by treating it only as something to avoid. Carlson reframes risk as the unavoidable cost of earning returns above cash or guaranteed instruments. This matters because the desire for reward without discomfort leads people toward unrealistic expectations, speculative promises, or constant strategy changes. The book emphasizes that every investment choice contains a trade-off. Holding stocks can expose investors to large temporary losses, but avoiding stocks entirely can create the quieter risk of failing to grow wealth enough over time. Bonds, cash, concentrated bets, and diversified portfolios each carry different forms of uncertainty. Carlson therefore encourages readers to ask which risks are worth taking, which risks are unnecessary, and which risks match their time horizon and financial goals. The reasoning is practical. A person who understands the source of risk is less likely to abandon an otherwise sensible plan when losses appear. By presenting risk as attached to reward, the book moves the discussion away from fear and toward deliberate decision-making. Secondly, market history is used to distinguish normal pain from permanent damage. Carlson relies on historical episodes to show that frightening market conditions are not rare exceptions but recurring features of capitalism and financial markets. The book discusses major periods such as the Great Depression, the Japanese asset bubble, and the dot-com collapse to place modern volatility in a broader context. The point is not that history repeats in a mechanical way or that investors can forecast the next crisis by studying the last one. Instead, historical perspective helps investors recognize patterns in human behavior, valuation extremes, leverage, panic, and recovery. This approach is useful because investors often experience current losses as unprecedented, even when similar forms of fear have appeared many times before. By examining severe market events, Carlson highlights the difference between temporary price declines and structural impairment. A diversified investor with a long horizon may face painful drawdowns without necessarily facing permanent loss, while a concentrated or leveraged investor can be forced out at the worst moment. History becomes a risk management tool because it calibrates expectations before stress arrives. Thirdly, volatility becomes dangerous mainly through investor reaction. The book treats volatility as both a market feature and a behavioral test. Price fluctuations are visible, emotional, and easy to measure, so investors often treat them as the main definition of risk. Carlson argues that volatility is more complicated. It can be harmful when it causes panic selling, overtrading, or abandonment of a plan, but it can also create opportunity for investors who have liquidity, discipline, and a long horizon. This distinction shifts attention from the market itself to the investor response. Two people can own similar portfolios during a downturn and experience very different outcomes if one reacts impulsively while the other follows a predefined process. Carlson connects this idea to behavioral finance by emphasizing blind spots, impatience, and the tendency to overvalue short-term news. The practical implication is that portfolio design should account for temperament, not just expected return. An allocation that looks optimal on paper can fail if the owner cannot withstand the emotional pressure of losses. Managing volatility, therefore, includes managing expectations, behavior, and decision rules. Fourthly, a clear investment plan is more reliable than market timing. Carlson argues that one of the biggest risks for many investors is not a specific bear market or recession, but the absence of a coherent plan. Without a plan, every market move becomes a fresh decision, and each decision is vulnerable to fear, greed, headlines, or persuasive forecasts. The book places little confidence in the ability of most investors to consistently time entries and exits. This is not because valuation, cycles, or macroeconomic conditions are irrelevant, but because acting on them repeatedly and correctly is extremely difficult. A plan provides structure before emotions are elevated. It can define asset allocation, contribution habits, rebalancing rules, time horizon, liquidity needs, and acceptable drawdowns. This structure reduces the need to improvise during stress. Carlson therefore favors time in the market over attempts to identify perfect moments. The reasoning is that long-term returns are uneven and often depend on staying invested through uncomfortable periods. A plan does not remove uncertainty, but it gives uncertainty a framework, making behavior more consistent and less reactive. Lastly, simplicity, patience, and self-awareness are treated as competitive advantages rather than presenting complex products or advanced tactics as the path to better outcomes. Carlson emphasizes basic principles that are difficult to practice consistently. Simplicity matters because every added layer of complexity can introduce fees, opacity, tax issues, behavioral temptation, or dependence on forecasts. Patience matters because compounding requires time, and the benefits of diversification or equity ownership may be invisible over short intervals. Self-awareness matters because investors do not only compete with markets, they also struggle against their own biases, overconfidence, and changing emotions. This combination reflects Carlson's broader investment philosophy, which favors understandable strategies that investors can actually maintain. The book suggests that a simple portfolio aligned with realistic goals may outperform a more elaborate strategy that fails under pressure. This is especially relevant for individual investors who do not have institutional resources, specialized access, or the ability to monitor markets continuously. Carlson positions good investing less as intellectual brilliance and more as the disciplined avoidance of predictable mistakes. The advantage comes from doing fewer harmful things over a long period. In conclusion, risk and reward is best suited for individual investors who want a realistic framework for building wealth without relying on market forecasts, trading signals, or promises of effortless returns. New investors can use it to understand why losses, uncertainty, and discomfort are normal parts of investing, rather than evidence that the system is broken. More experienced investors may benefit from its reminders about behavior, planning, and the limits of prediction. Financial advisors can also find value in its clear language, since many of its lessons apply directly to client conversations during volatile markets. The practical benefit of the book is that it helps readers connect portfolio choices with personal behavior. It does not simply say that risk exists. It explains why different risks matter at different times and why the wrong reaction can turn temporary volatility into lasting damage. Compared with many investing books, it stands out through its combination of historical perspective and plain-spoken behavioral analysis. It is less technical than academic finance texts and less promotional than books built around a single investment formula. Its distinctive value lies in treating long-term investing as a durable process. Understand risk, plan before uncertainty appears, avoid unnecessary complexity, and remain patient enough for rewards to have time to emerge. If you would like to support Ben Carlson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.